The college experience, something we've been talking about all week long, is a treasure of memory above all, a place that fuses into an identity for a young person. You went to Oberlin, eh? University of Texas all the way. Where we went to school is who we are. I'm a Chicago guy, can't you tell? But what if my memories are all there is? What if my old school just went away? This weekend, nearly 145 Sweetbriar College students will graduate, while the other 400 will also leave the school for good. That's because after more than 100 years, the all-women's college just outside Lynchburg, Virginia, is closing. Longtime supporters of the school haven't given up hope yet. A legal battle over the closure is playing out in the Virginia Supreme Court. Concerned alumni have pledged more than $12 million to save the school. This couldn't be more heartbreaking for two Sweetbriar alumni who are having trouble saying goodbye to a place that has shaped them profoundly. Frances Morse graduated from Sweetbriar College in 1968. Also with me is Teresa Tomlinson, who graduated in 1987, the mayor of Columbus, Georgia, the first female mayor of that city. The closing of a school has a deep meaning, Frances says, and it doesn't feel good.
I think it means an end of years of tradition and memories and a set of people who had a common experience that bonded them together. And with such an event like that, it's just a real sadness and a loss. And it's not something I feel needs to happen.
Well, when you leave college, you're certainly no longer there. But Mayor Tomlinson, what happens to the memories? What happens to the experience that resides, you know, in your heart if the college itself is no longer there?
Certainly. I think there's a huge emotional component to this. It feels as if there's some invalidity to something that was so very significant in your life that it could not continue on. But I think there's a more pragmatic aspect to this, and that is that women's colleges, single-sex education is frankly in desperate need of continuance. And so while there's an emotional side personally, I think for all of us, I think there's also just a real sense that there's a tremendous loss of opportunity here of something that's never been more relevant.
Do you think, Mayor Tomlinson, that Sweetbriar is using some idea of a trend in higher education to conceal some bad decisions on their own part?
Well, you know, it's hard to talk about motive, of course. There's been a complete lack of transparency, and I think that gives rise to all sorts of suspicions as to what might have happened. I think the bottom line, if I had to characterize what has happened, for some reason, there has been an utter failure of faith in the value and need for this particular type of education and the product it brings. And I think they would say, no, we believe in it. We just don't think it can continue. Well, I think that speaks then, again, to the failure of faith in its relevancy in today's world.
How would you articulate, Mayor Tomlinson, the value that Sweetbriar had to you as you tried to sort out what you were going to do in life to become the very successful politician that you are, first female mayor of Columbus, Georgia?
Yeah. Well, I think it is incomparable in its ability to allow women in finding the strength of their voice and the power of their uncompromising and well-armed mind. And it's a niche type of education, much like historically black colleges, much like engineering schools. And the one thing that women's colleges do is it forms leaders. You can be a leader in the mathematics field or the medical profession or in politics. But in all, when women leave Sweetbriar, regardless of the track their life takes, they are compelled to leave lives of significance where they know they have a very powerful voice. And again, as we look at the world, never has it been more relevant to find an educational environment that promotes women leaders.
Frances Morse, would you echo that?
I certainly would. And I think Sweetbriar was a real eye-opener for me. Believe it or not, I grew up in Mayor Tomlinson's hometown of Columbus, Georgia. And I had three brothers in an era when I would love to have done sports or been active. I could not do many of those things. And I got to Sweetbriar and realized, wow, I could be on a sports team. I was president of the student government. And all these opportunities just presented themselves to me in a way that I had not had access to before. So I kind of blossomed and had a chance to reflect on my strengths and how I could be effective. And I carried this forward with me and throughout my various careers as working on the Apollo space project. And then when I then took it into education, trying to help technology be accessible for girls, too, I was always looking out for making sure the girls girls were allowed to have their voice too. And I think Sweetbriar taught me to be aware and to a chance to reflect on that.
And as a member of the class of 1968, Frances, what was it like to look on the changes taking place in America in gender roles and society from your perch at Sweetbriar?
It was a perch, and I think we were on the cusp. The war protests were just happening, and the feminist movement hadn't really started. But we had a wonderful president who was probably ahead of her time, always telling us that we didn't just have to be housewives.
Finally, both of you have indicated that you are generous givers to the college, or have been in the past. Do you feel as though those investments, that money has been in some sense mismanaged, that closing it somehow casts some doubt on the wisdom of your investments, Teresa?
Well, I would say that I hope and pray that my prior investments were used to educate strong women. I do think that this is an utter and complete waste to close this college. I think it was and is an ongoing concern of tremendous reputation and value, and to literally drown it in the bathtub is just reprehensible and completely unnecessary.
Frances?
I'm totally sure that all the money I've given to the college over the years has been used to create and produce wonderful women. And so I hope we'll all be able to rally and save this institution and come up with an even better Sweetbriar and produce even more young women who will make a difference in the world.
Frances Kirvin Morse is a member of the Sweetbriar College class of 1968. And Teresa Tomlinson, mayor of Columbus, Georgia, is a member of the Sweetbriar College class of 1987. Thanks so much for joining us, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.